that would be your annual.
Yeah.
So really, I think for your purposes, most of the time you guys work on an annual basis just like we do. So really, you're just looking at your 49.7 as far as your annual ongoing costs.
Now, this is strictly for the equipment. This has nothing to do with employees. Who answers the calls?
No, that's all. That's all still between you guys. This is all equipment. This is replacing the equipment that is.
And is everybody already, is Stone and Dade and Dallas and Barry and you guys, everybody's already on board?
Yep, everybody is all settled.
It's just us?
Just you.
Is everybody paying in? Do they pay the same amount, or is it based on amount?
It's based upon seats. If you actually want to see that, we have. I can give you. You can. Tammy can write that down to you. That way, you can see whatever county's putting in. Seats, positions. When I was talking about positions before, they pay a little bit different based upon that. Now, the maintenance.
Seats is the like on the sheet that I gave you. We have 8 seats with and 1 backup. That means how many seats we have. We have 3 at...
I got this right here. Dispatch position. So Branson PD, for example, is 3 of those seats. Taney County SO is 3 active seats. They have 1 backup, and all that backup is, they usually call that a dark backup. It's not active in the event that you need it for some kind of emergency you can bring online. And TCA has 2. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. The total cost on this is $294,846.22.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and that's paid out over how long a period of time?
I'll leave that to Tammy.
Okay.
Why is, I'm just asking, Christian County has 7 active and 2 backup. Their one-time cost is $147. Ours is $294.
That's because of the equipment you have. That goes back to your consolidation thing. We have all those in one location. You have those split up in 3 different locations. That's why it's a little bit.
Are we still? So is there still going to be equipment at those locations?
At the 3 locations? I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. Yeah, you'll have separate equipment at the sheriff's office, at TCA, and at Branson PD. Whereas in our case, all the equipment is one location. So you still have some backroom equipment that's going in. So you're actually doing that 3 times as opposed to once. That's the reason your costs are a little bit higher on that one time, on that part of the equipment.
Where does Christian have their equipment at? Where's their central location?
Ozark. It's in Ozark.
Is it a separate building, 911 building? Or?
We're in a judicial center similar to your facility here. We're down in the basement.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so...
I have it broken down, Brandon, if you'd like to see, between Branson, Sheriff's Department, and TCA. So I have
That's fine, too. But, like, you said that our cost is based on seats, and you told me that seats are the 7 active or the 8 active and 1 backup.
Yeah.
So that everybody should be paying the same amount per seat?
It depends on...
I understand the equipment. Okay, we got to buy more equipment because we have 3 PSAPs.
Correct.
But if we're paying per seat, that shouldn't matter, right? Because the data or the telephone, the answering, the dispatch position is still a dispatch position. Unless I'm missing something. We're getting charged more per seat than anybody else.
This part's your
figures.
So.
Yeah.
Is that because of the 3 locations?
Well, that's what I just described that, and it's based upon the...
You can't use that excuse again, because...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I understand. That's what I was just talking about.
And you can look at that. Yeah. That's a question I would have.
Yeah, I agree.
And then who... So who came up with these numbers? As far as how it's going to be divided out upon, or is this just real costs?
These are real costs, and then all the entities involved basically did the.
And it was divided by 8.
By the 8 PSAPs.
By the 3 PSAPs and the 8 seats.
It was. Let's see. You divided it by 8. Not seats, but the 8 PSAPs, and you divided it by. Per seat, so
yes.
He'll have to check his numbers.
Yeah,
so everybody should be putting the same amount. For ideally, the representation yes. they get out of it.
Yeah, ideally, yes. This has been going on for about a year and a half, so just you proposing that question, kind of, I have to go back and think about why it was that way, so I can get that for you. Did you have a question, Neil?
I'm just trying to figure the math here.
Right.
Between if, okay, we're 8 seats, 1, 2, 3, and we're counting 3 to Taney. So Taney, if we add the 3 together, so you've added the 3 together for Taney, and that's where you've got the $294,000 that Taney would owe, the 3 seats.
We have 3.
3 PSAPs.
3
PSAPs. Okay.
You might explain. I don't know if we've gone. Have you guys gone through PSAPs and all that stuff yet, Tammy? You might explain PSAPs and kind of the functionality of how it all works right now with these.
The PSAPs. You know the. Have we gone through the PSAPs? The primaries and the one secondary. We've got Branson. City Branson has the one primary. They answer everything within the city limits of Branson, and then. The Sheriff's Department answers everything else that's outside the city limits of Branson. So those are our two primary PSAPs. And they each have 3 seats located at theirs.
They each have 3 seats?
Which would be part of this 8 that's here. And then the one backup.
Can you tell them what PSAP stands for?
Public Service Answering Point. Or Public
Safety. So essentially what you call 911 and you're in the city limits of Branson, it goes to the PSAP, the public service, what you think of as
a dispatch center.
Dispatch center in Branson.
Yeah.
If you're in the county, it goes, should go, because of cell phone towers, it does different things.
Right.
Should go to the county. And then the ambulance district, you guys are, they're listening in on every call, are they not?
They are.
And then if
they determine that an ambulance is needed,
they can go ahead and
conference on.
Right.
And then they add them onto the call, and that's how the ambulance gets put onto the 911 call.
Whether it be Branson County, anywhere.
Yeah. Or Stone County transfers it to Taney County, or vice versa. You know, if we determine that a call is Stone County, depending on which tower. You know, it can hit a different tower and such as that. Unfortunately, that happens.
And they have 2 seats.
Over in TCA.
At the ambulance district,
correctly.
So that's where you're getting your 8 seats. You got 3 at the county, 3 at
Branson,
and then 2 at the ambulance district. And then there's 1 backup at the county.
Yes, an empty spot, basically, if it needed to be used.
So that's where you have 3 PSAPs, and then within those 3 PSAPs, you have 8 seats. Okay.
So PSAP could be used in, you know, with dispatch center, you could use that. Mm.
Okay, I wasn't thinking it that way at all.
Yeah.
I was counting the,
Right, yeah, counties. Until you,
Okay, so we have the 8, and that's, so when you divided the cost up on that, we have a larger share.
I guess there's two 8s being thrown around, and I see where you're getting that, Brandon. I can see where that came from. The 8s being thrown around could be 8.
That's what
of
I
this.
Thought you were talking.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Because there's 6 counties, but there's 8 total PSAPs, and then we have 8 potential active seats, but these could be 8. We could change that word seats to people or dispatchers at a time, or you know, so that name could be changed.
You guys can't come here and use your lingo. We don't know it.
I'm sorry. Maybe we'll bring a dictionary next time. Or
no, just use our jargon instead of yours.
Okay.
We got people.
Well, yeah, we got 8 people.
8 call centers, or 3 call centers and 8 people.
Okay.
So most of the other PSAPs in the other counties only have 3 seats then.
Is that what you're...
Well, no, because like Christian County has 7 active.
Yeah, they've got...
Stone. We have 7 active.
Oh, did you not hand them one?
Yeah, I gave it to
them. I'm going to sign that out.
There you go. Oh. I got you.
Now, is this something that we need, I mean, I'm assuming they've got some sort of government contract where it's not a, there's no bid process to go through for the Century
Link. It's been through a bid process. Government cooperative purchasing is what they have already bid all this out on, so.
Would it not be, and I guess I'm talking to the individuals out in the crowd, is there ever going to be a chance that we can consolidate? Everybody can kind of put aside, hey, I want control, and I want this, and I want that, and everybody be able to say, we need one centralized piece out.
Before this equipment goes down?
Right.
That can be tomorrow. Then think of this equipment you go down. That's our big problem is this equipment was put in back in what year?
91. Well, actually 91. This equipment has gone down a couple times. And it's being band-aided together at this point.
There's only one person with CenturyLink that even knows how to work on it.
The old stuff.
And he's retired.
And they keep bringing
him back
every time. Who's that?
Craig Anderson. And it actually happened just recently. There was a fiber optic cut. It affected not just Taney, but several of these counties. The technicians that existed attempted for several hours to fix it. They finally called Craig, and he had it fixed in about 30 minutes. That's good and bad. It's good that Craig knows that, but he's also the only person that knows that, and he's retired.
Yeah.
And that's
well,
where
you teach them young ones how to do it.
They're being trained on.
They're being trained
system.
On this stuff. That's the reason, because that stuff doesn't exist anymore, and
right.
He's the only person.
But it still does exist.
Yeah.
It. But we're the only ones that have it exist. That's the issue, and so they keep bringing him back to band-aid it together.
If my memory is wrong, when we went out for sales tax, at that time, were they not talking about combining into one unit? Was everyone willing at that time to combine? So it had to do with the money in them.
Yes.
So as long as we're on the
surcharge.
I guess probably the answer to your consolidation question is if you all can get together with the leaders of the other ones that have to consolidate and be able to come up with a financial plan.
I think the man that can solve all the problems just walked in the door.
If I might, I mean, I was actually, you guys all had a very large meeting about that, however many years ago that was.
2013,
and the commission and the cities and the public safety players, and we actually got invited down because we had just recently consolidated,
right.
So we kind of gave some, we've been through that. We've been there, done that already, so we can kind of help you through those so you don't have to jump in the same pit holes that we did going through that. And, you know, at the time of watching that, I mean, there was a total agreeance to that. I think the only hitch was trying to pass a sales tax, which we all know is as hard to do as it is.
Well, but I don't know that one was positioned the best.
And that very well may be. I mean, you very well, you know, now you're several years down the road a little bit further, and it might be something you may want to bring back up. I don't know if that's something you'll get those people back together and have that discussion again. So,
and I'm hearing that unless we pass a sales tax, it's not possible to consolidate into one.
It's possible. As I say, the problem is,
financial plan.
You could consolidate, you just don't. I don't know if you have the.
That's what
yeah, you got to have some kind of financial plan because.
Well, I think, I'm not trying to be, especially with everybody in the galley. I think the monies could be put together, like you said, come with a financial plan. It's going to be who's willing to give up what control to have the ability to take it over or to do the consolidation. I think that's what it's going to boil down to. With the sales tax, the statute pretty much did it for us.
Correct. Because what you're looking at as a plan, it would be some kind of an intergovernmental agreement between Taney County and Branson, I assume, and these public safety partners, and try to organize that. When you pass a sales tax, the board automatically becomes the board of directors. They have a funding mechanism. The commission and or the cities don't have to worry about it anymore. It's handled through that measure.
Cool.
And I can give you that perspective because that's what we did.
Right.
The cities and the county are no longer involved in 911 in Christian County, but the major players, which would be these guys sitting out here in your audience, they're sitting on my board of directors, and they give me direction on how to go forth with 911 and dispatch.
And our board has been made in place, and our board is in place
patterned
exactly.
After, yeah.
Patterned after
how the statute's written.
Yes, how the statute is in place. had the sales tax been